Kokomo Mayor Greg Goodnight is not running for re-election next year after 3 terms in office. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Joe Rinn sat down with Goodnight to learn more about why he made this decision.
There was not one reason, really. I mean, it was a lot in my head. I had kind of added up the reasons why I should and the reasons why I shouldn't. And, you know, I bounced this around internally and talked to a few different people, just kind of got their opinions over the last 3 or 4 months, and just decided, you know, when elections become about personalities and people having access to grind and things like that, it's not good for the community. And I do care enough about this community that I don't want elections to be about personalities. I want it to be about ideas. And so I think it's best that I don't run this year.
So what do you mean by that? Not re-elections by personalities or axe to grind? I mean,
sometimes you have people running for office, whether it be a mayor's office or a city council candidate, that are, former employees that didn't get the promotion they wanted, things didn't go their way, all those things, and you can run for the wrong reasons. I don't want to be a part of that. And I felt like I've always had the best interest, and our staff has had the best interest of the citizens of Kokomo at heart. And sometimes you have to make unpopular decisions to move the community forward. And felt like we've done that. And I don't want to be a part of the people that just, have an axe to grind and are running for selfish reasons.
So this wasn't a decision you just made back in August or a long time ago this past year. It's something you kind of came to the realization to recently, it sounds like.
Yeah, this was after I was elected to a third term. You know, it was always in the back of my mind. And I give the story that on December 4th, David Tharp came into my office with a newspaper article that showed I became the longest serving mayor in the city's history. And that's great, but I don't know if that's what I want to be remembered as, the one that was there the longest. I want to feel like I was maybe the one that maybe moved the ball forward, and in a lot of ways I feel like we have.
So probably too early to get to this, but do you have some plans of what you'd like to do next? You want to stay in politics?
I really don't know what's next. My joke is my next move is to put together a resume. So I've got 11 months to do that, but I will probably do that in the next couple of months.
So now that this is your last year as mayor, time goes by really fast. So I'm sure you have a checklist of things you'd like to get done.
I do. There's some of the things that we've started and we've initiated. We want to make sure those are completed. So we're doing some trail work around the watershed, the Wildcat Creek in downtown Kokomo, and that's under construction now. We've announced a hotel conference center. We want to make sure that I probably won't be around for the ribbon cutting, but I want to make sure that we've announced that and that becomes completed. And there's a few other projects that we've started. And some small things, some improvements in our parks at Kokomo Beach that we've already announced, and I want to make sure that those are completed. And I don't want them to become political footballs, or even the small things to become political footballs, where every barking dog and every trash can or a traffic cone becomes a political fight. I think our citizens deserve more than that. And so I didn't want to be, I'll take the my job is to finish the job and I'll take the hits for whatever happens this year. But my goal and intentions is to leave the city in better shape than when I found it, and that's what we're going to do.